Welcome to CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we'll keep it tight and to the point. The CRA Tips are designed to give you something quick to digest, and then you can get back to your important work at hand. And for those of you who are newer to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the CRA, get exam ready, and leverage capital for the greater good. And if you're joining the podcast for the first time or you're new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. And a special note, since we're in the midst of regulatory change, you can assume that the tips relate to the current version of the CRA, unless I indicate otherwise. Okay, let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Well, as most of you know, on October 12, 2023, a couple of weeks ago, by the time you listen to this podcast episode, we mark the 46th anniversary of the CRA. And as we reflect on the past, I challenge you to consider your role in extending opportunity. Here was my message to our bankers forging impact and community development in our local communities. As many of you know, today is the anniversary of the Community Reinvestment Act, 46 years strong. Now, while we all have different views on the effectiveness of this regulation, some of us feel like it can do better, we can do better. Others feel like it's not quite broken, we just need to make a few adjustments to modernize it a bit. But whatever you feel about this regulation, I choose to really look at this as still a beautiful opportunity to change people's lives. So as CRA professionals and bankers, we have this beautiful opportunity to leverage capital for the greater good. And many of the CRA compliance officers or bankers come to CRA Today and to me and say, I'm new to CRA, or I'm a seasoned officer and I just want to up-level my program, right? And while we tend to talk about compliance and best practices and, you know, our compliance management systems, once we settle in and institutionalize our CRA program, we have a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to serve. We have a beautiful opportunity to look up and out and to change people's lives in our local communities. So my hope for all officers on this very important day is that you recommit to not only the technical aspects of CRA, but to think about your role in community, your great opportunity to really look at CRA as an opportunity to extend opportunities for those that have not had the same range of experience as you, that might not need just a little bit of support to leverage the great opportunity for a better life. So as many of you might know or have heard, I was raised by a single mother, and my mother was credit invisible. And I have a longer story to this, but she was lucky enough to have someone that gave her the opportunity to have an agreement of sale when I was very, very young, and she needed to put a roof over our head. And so she was able to purchase a home, build credit, and eventually she was able to refinance with the bank. But back then, she was credit invisible. And if not for a woman in her community that gave her an opportunity to change her life and her family's life, wouldn't be here today. I'm so blessed by the opportunities that have come before me. So I just want to, you know, reflect on this very important day that, you know, we may have our differences of opinions in the Community Reinvestment Act, but I choose to see the good and what beautiful opportunities we have as bankers and CRA professionals to change people's lives. So I hope that today serves you and you're able to reflect a bit, take a moment, and to think about how you might reach out, look out, and have an opportunity to forge a new path for someone in your community, in your life. So I look forward to hearing what you do with this great opportunity and how you will choose to leverage capital for the greater good and change people's lives.
Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.